Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
Dude, I'm just looking for a hot dog right now. Any idea what I need to slip to who or where to get that hot dog?
I do not. Hey, man, your hot dog line. Now you've got me a little hungry, and you know we're going to have to talk about hot dogs now, because that's what we do on this podcast. We turn in the foodies.
What do you call a hot dog? Do you call it a hot dog? Do you call it a red hot? Do you call it a wiener? Do you call it a boyfriend? What do you call a hot dog?
I do call it a hot dog.
Yes, same here.
Okay. Give me your favorite hot dog. Like, you go to the supermarket, you got to pick up a couple dogs to throw on the grill or boil them, microwave them, whatever you do. What do you get?
It has to be the Vienna Beat.
Okay. All right. Speaking like a true Chicagoan, I'm going to surprise you a bit here. I go bun length ballpark Franks.
The podcast you're listening to has been disconnected because Kyle sucks.
If it's on sale, I get Nathan's hot dogs. Does that do anything for me?
All right. A little bit better.
Okay.
Not better, but I appreciate it. But who does ballpark?
Okay. Let me ask you this. What do you put on your dog?
I keep it Chicago style.
I only use ketchup.
Really?
I will eat Coney dog, though. I'll put chili on there. I'll put cheese. Ketchup only. Put mustard on it. I send it back. Relish on it. I send it back.
All these years, and I'm just finding out that I hate you?
Yeah.
Well, right. Do you already do that. Do you do your chili cheese dog with mustard?
Well, I hate mustard. Oh, it makes me gag.
Come on, give me a bridge of friendship here. Like, I love a chili cheese onion dog, but it needs the mustard.
I'm sorry, man. I hate to disappoint you, but yeah, that's how I eat my weenies.
It's 2018, so 15 years into friendship, find out they don't like onions and mustard. You send friendship back.
Well, enough of the hot dog talk. Let's talk about the reason we're here, man. You guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode. And we're going to be discussing the 1987 comedy adventure film, Adventures in Babysitting. I want to take a quick second to thank our sponsor, Bunny 17 Media, who helped bring you this podcast completely free. Go over to their site, bunny17media.com, bunny17media.com. Use promo code BACKINTIME at checkout and save 15% off your entire order. Now, while you're at it, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube. Drop us a 5-star review, and that's the best thing that you can do to help support the show. We don't have a Patreon page. We don't have a GoFundMe. We don't sell shirts. This is all we ask of you guys. It takes you 10 seconds. Help a brother out. Throw some ketchup on our dog. Don't put mustard on it, though. You know, next week we're going to be possibly talking some football movies. But what else are you thinking? Like, let's go long-term picture here. What's on your bucket list of movies that we have not gotten into yet?
Ooh, that's a good question. And I know one of my big bucket list movies is on our menu.
Titanic? The Burbs.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
4 weeks ago.
We will be doing The Burbs a few weeks out. I would love to see us do some more just schlock 90s and 80s and 70s just slasher horror movies. I mean, there's so many good films out there. Like, we did Candyman in our archives, but let's do some comparative movies.
Okay. Yeah, there's still a lot that we haven't touched yet. I number one on my list right now, that I don't know when we're going to get to it. I'm
don't hoping say Titanic.
It's not going to be Titanic, but I have mentioned it 4 weeks in a row. Who's counting, though? It's going to be Goonies, man. I'm It's one of my favorite movies. I'm shocked that I didn't force it down your throat in like week two. Here we are, 54 weeks into the podcast, and 55 weeks actually, and we have not touched Goonies yet. Are you not a fan, JD? I haven't heard you calling for it.
No, I'm a fan of the Goonies, but I'm thinking maybe we do our a future poll topic is a Kyle versus JD movie. I say I want Blank Man, and you say I want Goonies, and we let the fans decide who wins, who is better, Kyle or JD? Whose movie wins?
I think we know the answer to that. Probably okay, Blank Man.
That's a bad example. Obviously, everybody wants to see David Alan Greer and George Costanza in a wheelchair.
So, and you guys can help us vote on our next movie. So up on our Twitter right now, you guys are going to help us pick the best kids sports movies from the 1990s. Here's your choices. I'll run them down real quick. Little Giants, Rookie of the Year, Angels in the Outfield, Mighty Ducks 2, Quack is Back, Jack, Mighty Ducks 1 in our archives. So yeah, you'll be able to listen to us break that down. I just posted the clip today. So it's about a little bit less than a 10-minute audio clip. We're breaking down Little Giants, Rookie of the Year, Angels in the Outfield, Mighty Ducks 2. Like, we've got four awesome movies on this poll topic. We have a special guest that week, and it's going to be Dave from Dave Pop Culture Podcast. He's coming out of hiatus just for us. It's an honor. We're excited to have him back in the podcasting world. He's going to be back for that episode, which will air on September 17th. So yeah, check out our link in our bio right now, or go over to our iTunes, and that clip should be available to download. Now, let's jump into the reason we're here. Let's fire up the YouTube, and let's get on there and watch the Adventures in Babysitting movie trailer. So all you have to do, go into the search bar, type in Adventures in Babysitting original movie trailer. Of course, you want the one from 1987, not 2016. And then you're going to be looking for the one titled Adventures in Babysitting original movie trailer, uploaded by Club 1981 channel. It has 255,000 views. I will give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we will watch it together. JD, are you ready?
Got a hot dog in my hand and a mustard packet in the other hand.
Fast. 3, 2, 1 click.
Meet Chris Parker. Getting ready for the greatest night of her life.
Hi.
I gotta cancel.
Now she's stuck babysitting the Anderson kids. Sarah.
Mom got Chris to babysit for me.
Chris?
Her brother Brad.
Oh my.
His best friend Daryl.
Who is this kid?
Stray dog.
Take good care of my baby. I'll guard her with my leg.
What could possibly go wrong?
Chris, I'm in trouble.
Sit down. I'll be there in half an hour.
Well, I'm just out of school. This is the night when things go from bad to worse.
Fix it, scum sucker.
Too ridiculous.
Wanna go to bed? Hey, I like danger.
This is great.
You should try babysitting.
And this is only the beginning.
Your friend is dead.
Chris can handle it.
Sarah's probably hanging from the rafters by now. Sarah, hold on! I'm still in control here.
You could say they were having a bad night.
Any problems? No, not really.
If they weren't having such a good time. Adventures in Babysitting.
You think your parents will ever ask me to babysit again?
If they do, I'd ask them for a buck more an hour.
All right, JD, start us off. What'd you think of the trailer?
Ooh, I just stood for my seat and am applauding that trailer. Like, that's an amazing trailer, right?
Really good for 1987. I thought it was going to suck, I'll be honest.
I was expecting a really boring trailer, not something that captures like the magic of the movie with the babysitting, the violence, the crime, the thrilling, and the comedy. Like, I don't know, maybe it's like just ranking down on my nostalgia for this movie because I haven't seen it in many, many years, but I really am like excited to watch this movie.
Yeah, I gotta be honest though, I don't like the movie voiceover guy here. His voice does not do it for me. He's too high pitched. What do you think?
And then there was a moment when JD and Kyle once again no longer became friends because screw Kyle's opinion because he's wrong.
That might be wrong. He's just he's not that one guy in a world like that. That guy is the movie trailer voiceover guy. Anybody else, I'm like, who's this schlub? For all I know, he's the one that trained the other guy. I don't know.
Send him back.
But yeah, overall, though, I think the trailer is really good. I was surprised at how much I liked it. So let's jump into some box office numbers here. Ventures in Babysitting debuted at the box office on July 3rd, 1987. The film was distributed by Buena Vista, part of Disney. I did not know that. With a runtime of 99 minutes, and a production budget, which we're guessing is around $7 million. There wasn't a lot of concrete data on that. Adventures in Babysitting opened number 9 at the box office in week 1, bringing in $2.9 million. In week 2, they would move up to the number 4 spot, almost doubling their weekend total with another $4.2 million, bringing the 10-day total to $11.4. JD, what do you think about the first 10 days?
I wish that I was more than 2 years old in 1987 to know what the hell was going on with playground effect with this movie, because I would have been so down with everything that they were doing. Like, this would have been a movie that I saw in theaters weekend after and then weekend after that.
Hold my beer. You may not say that after I go through the top 10 list, though. It's like Murderer's Row. We'll see. We'll hold that off for a couple seconds, but let me ask you this. Do you think the schoolyard effect was in play?
I would have said yes, but I'm going to question myself and now say no.
Okay, well, you would be correct then. It really wasn't. They would spend just 5 weeks in the top 10, and two of those weeks were at the 10th spot, and the one before was, so 2 weeks at 9, 2 weeks at 10, one at 4. So it really didn't knock it out of the park by any means. In total, they spent 14 weeks in theaters and brought in a cool $33,790,923 with no international numbers. So with all that being said, they recouped the budget, really, I mean, times four, almost four and a half. I mean, so any thoughts on the final numbers?
It's a very tight movie, and the story is very succinct. And the actors are amazing. So I'm happy that they were able to pull this off at an affordable budget and make money off of it. Like, that's what matters.
Hey, I'm trying to thumb through my dictionary here, but I'm sorry, did you say succinct?
Succinct, S-U-C-C-I-E-N-T.
The heck does that mean?
It means delicious.
Huh. I don't like when you use $10 words. Keep them cheap.
When you make that much an hour, that's all you have to go with.
Here's the top 10 movies of the week for July 3rd, 1987. Number one movie at the box office that week was Dragnet. Number two was Spaceballs. Keep firing, assholes! Number three, Inner Space. Number four, Beverly Hills Cop 2. Number five, The Witches of Eastwick. Number six, The Untouchables. Number seven, definitely a future episode, Predator. Number eight, Roxanne. Number nine, Adventures in Babysitting. And number 10, Benji the Hunted. Definitely some good ones on that list there. Any standouts for you, JD?
I'm a massive Beverly Hills Cop fan.
I love that movie.
Right? Even the third one was so fantastic.
Hey, have you seen Judge Reinhold lately?
I remember seeing when he got into some legal trouble recently, didn't he?
He looked rough. Rough.
Well, he was good in Arrested Development.
Yeah, not Goldberg rough. If you passed him in the street, I don't think you'd go, hey, that's Judge Reinhold.
And he would say, my name is Judge.
Let's do some critic and audience response. As usual, we're going to use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response of both the critics and the audience. And I'm going to pull a cool review from Amazon Prime and listen from the customers. JD, how do you think the critics receive Adventures in Babysitting?
I am going to come from left field a little bit, and I am going to compare this movie to Mad Max Fury Road. That's all your response to my...
Well, continue. I want to hear where you go with this.
Here we have a movie that is set up so poetically with its individual moments and challenges. Everything is a goal. We have a goal of finding Barb. I mean, Brenda. We have a goal of escaping the chop shop. We have a goal of everything is very like every 10 pages, every 10 minutes, our characters are trying to accomplish something. That takes very skilled, very tedious, and very intelligent writing. With that being said, I don't think the movie is necessarily winning awards, but I feel like the critics appreciated the backbone to what we have. And I am going to say 68%.
Okay. That's a pretty good guess there. So the actual critic response was 78% fresh.
Oh. So I'd take that. I'm patting myself on the back for that.
There you go. The audience response was 70%. That surprised me. I would have guessed higher. Just because it is a beloved movie. But let's hear from our customers at Amazon Prime. And you can go buy this DVD right now on Amazon. They don't have it on Prime to watch, though. I had to go rent it from the library. So out of 761 customer reviews, Adventures in Babysitting holds a 4.6 out of 5-star rating. One of the reviews here came from Lisa, February 7, 2018. And she said, every year I do a Night Before Christmas gift box for my daughter. I include a new set of jammies with a pack of popcorn and hot chocolate in a new movie. Since I loved this movie when I was younger, I knew she would like it too. It was a wonderful babysitter movie. She enjoyed it thoroughly. I like that. Good on you, Lisa. Put good movies in the old stocking and popcorn and hot chocolate. Man, that's got me thinking about Christmas, dude. What do you think about those comments?
That has me thinking about Christmas dudes as well.
Weird that you I'm went sorry, there.
Well, you said something different?
Are you a hot chocolate guy or are you more of a coffee guy? You're a coffee guy, aren't you?
I am most certainly a coffee guy. I respect the hell out of a hot cocoa, but it tends to run quite violently on the old tum-tum.
Hey, when we went out to breakfast, I got to share this story. I go, oh, you drink your coffee black, do you? JD, not looking around to see who's in the room, goes, yeah, I take my coffee like I take my men, black. Literally a lady right behind us.
Did she look?
No, she didn't do anything, but I was just like, almost kicked you under the table.
Yeah, well, you know, Indiana is quite the place where I think most people wear earplugs year round. So,
right. Luckily, we did not catch a beating for that. So let's hear from some of the critics. We got our old buddy, Roger Ebert. He was one of three critics that reviewed this movie. Not a lot to pick from. He gave it a 2.5 out of 4 stars and said, by the end of the film, I had a couple of real laughs and a few interesting moments. But that was about all. So he wasn't a big fan. He didn't really hate on it. He's kind of, I'll give you a C. You passed the class. What do you think?
I'm more energetic, but I'm happy that he was open-minded.
Okay.
He tried, how old was he at the time? I don't know. But, I mean, this was a movie in his backyard, so I would have hoped for maybe a 3-star in appreciating the romp through Chicago. But, you know, bless your soul.
Okay. Yeah, he would have been 45 at that time. He's not terribly out of that age group. If he had kids, he's probably like, this movie doesn't hit my demo. I get it. Rita Kempley of the Washington Post was positive. And she said it's a sweet-natured adolescent variation of the big city black comedy After Hours. What do you think of that comparison?
Ooh, I like that.
JD, what are you looking forward to most when we dive into the full review with Carlos from Be Kind and Rewind on Wednesday?
There is one moment in this movie, growing up in Chicago, that made me fear public transportation my entire life. I never like walking on a train, a bus, a taxi, an Uber, a Lyft. I am so scared of what could happen because of this movie.
Okay. Yeah, well, no spoilers. We will get into that on the full review. Again, we're going to be joined on that episode by Carlos from the Be Kind Rewind podcast. Check them out on iTunes. Follow him on social media. It's Be Kind Rewind. Twitter, Instagram. I'm sure he's got Facebook and all that stuff. You can download them on any place you listen to podcasts. And make sure you subscribe to us as well. And we're going to be back on Wednesday with a full review. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram at BackInTimePod. We're up on Facebook. You can also email us at BackInTimePodcast@gmail.com and send us some love or just let us know what you want us to cover. Maybe you've got a film that's on your bucket list that you really want to hear us break down. We'd love to hear it. And possibly we'll put it in as soon as we can. So for now, it's time to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll be back with the full review on Wednesday. See ya!